Hello.
This is a confirmation call from Li Bei. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, very good day to you. This is Max from eBay Antifraud Department. How can I help you today?
Where are you from, mate?
eBay.
I got a call saying that I've ordered stuff and I
believe that you received a voicemail about any fraudulent transaction. Like $299, suspicious, any purchase. Do you know regarding this case, like, do you buy any gift card to the morning from eBay?
No, I don't use eBay, buddy.
Okay, that means somebody are trying to misuse your information. So, they are trying to short charge with you. Can you confirm you want to cancel it so that we can help you out to cancel the transaction and refund your money back to $99? Or you want to continue with this charge?
No, I'll get you to cancel it, please, mate.
Okay. For that reason, you need to just cooperate with us, please, so that we can help you out properly. First, tell me, do you have a computer or any cell phone?
I've got a cell phone, yeah.
Okay, is it your iPhone or is it your Android?
Android.
So, what am I going to provide you?
So, what? Should money have come out of my account already? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, but right now you're just going to be connected with us so that we can go ahead and simply cancel the transaction. Once we can cancel the transaction, then your money will be refunded back to your side. Okay. And over the phone call, we don't need any personal information. Okay. Because this call is being recorded for training and quality purposes, so we are not authorized to taking any legal details from our eBay or any customers. Okay? So what you have to do is just simply open up your Play Store. First, open up your Play Store.
Your Play Store?
Yeah, Play Store.
Oh, Play Store. Yeah.
Yeah, now go to the top, just type there, A-N-Y.
A-N-Y.
D-E-S-K.
Yep.
Now, click on search.
Yep.
Now, what do you see on your screen, sir?
Apps to download.
Sorry, what is that?
It's just got a fucking app that I can download.
Okay, what application you can see? Tell me the application's name. What is the first option you can see over there?
Any desk, remote, desktop.
Yeah. Just click on install. Just click on install, choose that option, and click on install.
Yeah, right, yeah. Yep. Yeah,
alright, once it's done, just click on open. And after that, what do you see? Just let me know.
Alright, give me a second. So when did I buy this?
Right.
What did I buy? Can you see what I actually purchased?
Yeah, they are buying a gift card, like iTunes gift card, today morning at 7 o'clock. And from the past few days, we are receiving some unwanted errors and some incorrect files which has been generating into your IP address. Like sometimes you open up your Google, open up your browser, checking mails, sending mails, receiving emails, watching any unwanted videos. Okay, that point of time, what's happening? Like you can see any bad advertisement comes up on your screen, like any pop-up ads. Okay. Once you can turn on that pop-up ads, unfortunately your IP has been misleaked by some other way. So we are just simply going to cancel this are just going to refund money, get back to your side. And this is a procedure. Yeah, and this is a procedure. Yeah. All right, you just follow me.
Yeah, I've got my your address or something on it.
Yeah, that is your cancellation 9-digit address. You need to tell me the address one by one, so that I can provide you security.
392.
Yeah.
705.
Yes.
951.
And below that number, can you see set password and unattended access? Can you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, just click on set password. I'm providing you the password. Click on set password.
Yeah, I clicked on that and then it's got all these other shit in it.
Yeah, so now just scroll it. Yeah, just scroll it up a little bit. You can see any option which says permission profiles. Just go to the bottom slowly, slowly.
Permission, what was it again?
Permission profiles.
Never, clear previous lessons.
Yeah, underneath that, read out for me.
Permission profiles?
Yes, profiles. Just click on that permission profiles.
Yep.
Now click on that fourth option, unattended access, I guess. Now, what do you see? First, tell me.
It says profile, unattended access, profile, enabled.
Do you see that option, enable unattended access with the small checkbox?
You want the unattended access?
Just click on that checkboxes, enable unattended access.
And then you want me to make a password?
Yes. It all should be lowercase and don't give any space. Type there S for Sam. S for Sam, letter S.
Oh, the password?
Type there S for Sue. Yeah, after that, E for Edward, letter E.
Yep.
After that, C for Charlie, letter C.
Right, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, you done? After that,
yep.
U for umbrella, letter U.
Yep.
After that, R for Roger, letter R.
Yep, all good, man.
After that, E for Edward, letter E.
Yep.
After that, numerical number 321.
Yep. Click OK.
Okay. No, first check it. Did you type over there secure 321?
I have to do that again, bro.
Yeah, did you type there secure 321, SECURE, secure 321? Did you type there?
Yep.
Okay, just click on OK. Just click on OK and also the lowercase, OK?
Yep.
Yeah, did you hit that OK?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem, sir. And do you share your any information outside or anyone else? Okay, just click on start now. Click on start now. I believe you can see the start now option came up on your screen. Just click on that so that our team can start the work.
It didn't pop up, bro.
Yeah, what do you see first, tell me?
It's just got fucking that same stuff. Enabled, attended access, set password, permission. Hear my device, Dan. Access devices. Use the file manager, and then What?
Okay, don't touch anywhere. Did you click on start now option?
Yeah, but it just that didn't work, man.
Yeah, it will take some time. Just don't touch anywhere, just stay on that page. Click on start now, once again.
It doesn't have the start. It's just, nah, it doesn't have that on there now. Let's go.
Okay.
Sure. Request system information, create VPN tunnels, allow record session.
Alright. Okay, just hold on. Stay on that page.
Yep.
Now, if you see the start now option came up into your screen, just click on that start now. Click on that.
Yep.
You are successfully connected with us. Just go back to the normal wallpaper screen where you can see all the icons.
Yeah, this one now.
Press your home button. Come back to your normal home screen. Yeah, at the bottom.
That one?
Yes, just stay on that page, sir. I'm going to transfer the call to my senior supervisor. He'll be helping you how to cancel the charge and how to get a refund money from ESA Secure Server. So claim your refund amount as soon as possible.
Yep. Yeah, I still don't think that I've had any money come out of my account, though, buddy. That's what I'm fucking blown out about. Hello? Hi, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I said thanks for being on hold. Your call is connected to the senior technician. My name is Alan DeCosta. How are you doing today?
Not too bad, mate.
I do believe that my junior colleague makes you understand what is the reason to give you this call, and he is polite to you, right?
Yeah, mate. All good.
Now, the problem, will you please let me know, sir, on your mobile what you can see right now?
The remote address.
Okay. Apart from that, do you see any verification message which says eBay Secure Server? Do you see that? Any verification message?
Yeah, it's got a number under it.
Yes, I can understand. So you're talking to eBay right now, and what we are going to do, we are going to help you to cancel the order which is not made by you, okay? So go back to your home.
I don't get what you're talking about, sir. I don't have an account with you. How could my bank account have got used if I don't have an account?
I will show you each and everything. The thing is that, sir, they are the hacker, they are the fraudster, who used your details for making a fake account in your name, and they just purchased a Google Play gift card. So I will show you each and everything in front of your eyes right now, okay?
Yeah, but how do we know that? Hang on. How do we know that come out of my bank?
I will show you each and everything. Just give me 1 minute, sir. Let me show you, and then you can understand what's happening, okay? So first, go back to your home screen of your mobile where you can see all the regular icons like camera, gallery, contact, messages. Go back to your home screen of your mobile.
This one?
You're in the home screen of your mobile?
Yeah.
Now, I want you to simply go ahead and open your Gmail first, okay? Open your Gmail. Now, when you open the Gmail, have a look on the very top right-hand corner. You can see your name first word. It will be anything, as we can see on our server, the email ID from where this browser is trying to make a purchase. It was dylstelee0@gmail.com, right? And one more email. This email is connected from eBay, from where this fraudster is trying to make a purchase. So will you please let me know, sir, do you see any email was sent by our eBay headquarters? You see that?
No, I haven't seen none of that.
Just can you decide to go ahead and check that? Otherwise, wait for a second. Let me talk with my accounts department so we can go ahead and send you a verification message that you can understand from where this fraudster is trying to make a purchase and everything it will be
can you just delete the account, or
definitely, sir. And that's the reason I'm here to help you, okay? No need to worry about anything. Just give me 1 minute so we can send you a verification email regarding that transaction which is not made by you, okay? Just give me a minute,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah, you're all
just
right.
Give me a minute. Not a problem, sir. Just give me a minute.
Yeah, that's all, buddy.
Not a problem. And will you please let me know, sir, apart from you, who else use this, your personal details for it? Like, do you share your personal details to any of your friends, relatives, neighbors, anyone? Do you share anything like that?
Nah, just
so you are that. You are the only person who uses.
Who uses that email?
Yes, you are the only person?
Yeah, mate, I'm the only one.
Okay, not a problem, sir. Let me check that. When you are going, shortly you are going to get the email. Just wait for a second. So your email was dylseeel@gmail.com, right?
Yep, @gmail.com.
Yes, wait for a second. Can you do one thing, sir? Can you check your email? Do you receive any email from our eBay headquarters or anything like that? Just try to refresh your email and check that. Do you receive any email? The email which was DY. Yes, the email which was DY. Do you receive any email?
I don't have a receipt now from.
Okay, not a problem, sir, but the thing is that, let me tell you, as we can see in our server, the transaction was made from Commonwealth Bank. So do you deal with any Commonwealth Bank, sir?
Yeah, I am with Commonwealth Bank. When was the transaction made?
The transaction was made today, this morning at 7:39 a.m., right, like that. So will you please let me know one thing, sir, do you check your Commonwealth Bank, that have you seen any transaction was made for $299 for anything eBay like that? Do you check your Commonwealth Bank?
Do you want me to check it now?
Yes, just go ahead and check that. Do you see any transaction was made in the name of eBay for $299? And if you can see any transaction, please let me know. Okay?
Yep, just checking there, buddy.
Okay, take your sweet time.
Yeah, I haven't got nothing from, there's no, I'm all the way down from Saturday the 25th of Feb and there's no transaction from eBay at all.
And do you check all of your accounts? Try to check all of your accounts, sir?
Yep. Yeah, nah, buddy, there's nothing on my bank from that.
Okay, just try to check all of your account. What, by the meantime, what I will do, sir, I will simply go ahead and talk with our accounts department, okay? Because as we can see in our server, the account end with 3680. From that account, the charges is pending right now. So do you, are you holding any account, with 3680?
Yeah, I am actually.
Yeah, so let me tell you, sir, from that account, we are holding a transaction for $299, okay? So what we need to do, sir, we need to simply go ahead and cancel the transaction, which is not made by you, okay?
Yep.
Now, will you please let me know one thing, sir? Have you logged into 3680 account? Are you logged into 3680 account?
I'm in that at the moment, mate, but that's just my savings account, so there's nothing comes in and out of that, so I've took all my money out of it anyway, so I've only got fucking 71 cents in it, so.
Okay, not a problem, sir. Can you allow me to check that, sir? Because what we need to do, we need to go ahead and cancel each and every transaction, okay?
Yep. Yeah, I'm in it now.
Just give me 1 minute, okay?
Yep, no worries.
And will you please let me know one thing, sir? Right now, as I got an update from our accounts department, are you holding any account ending with 7144?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait for a second. I want you to don't touch your computer on your mobile right now because the server is going to be activated and we are going to block all those persons who is trying to use your details. Okay. So just wait for a second. Okay. Don't touch anything. Yes, wait for then. And what you can see on the mobile, please let me know right now.
It's gone black.
It's gone black. The security is activated, okay? So wait for a second. If you can see any changes, please let me know, okay? Wait for a second.
Yep.
What we are doing, we are activating the security for you.
And how do I know that this isn't a scam?
Let me tell you, sir, eBay never asks you any of your single personal details over the phone. We are just here to guide you. We are just here to help you to cancel the transaction which is not made by you.
No, I just pulled
up. I understand your concern, sir, that you are too much worried about that, okay? No need to worry about anything. What we are doing, sir, we are blocking all those persons who is trying to misuse your details right now, okay? So we are just simply going ahead and blocking all those persons and we are cancelling the transaction.
Awesome, thank you.
So no need to worry. Yes. And the thing is that right now, like in future, if you are facing any problem, no need to worry about that because we are directly putting the hold on that, okay? We are directly putting on hold each and everything and we are going to block your eBay account for next 24 hours, so you're not going to face any problem, okay?
Just block it. Just get rid of it forever, bro, but don't use it.
Yes, definitely, sir. We are going to do that, so you're not going to face any problem, okay?
Well, legend, thank you.
It's not about a legend, okay? The thing is that this is my work, so we can go ahead and block each and everything, okay? So no need to worry about anything. What we will do right now, I just want you to wait for a second. And will you please let me know one more thing, sir? Do you use any, as we can see, those frauds, sir, is trying to make you register in a different platform like ZipPay, AfterPay or anything like that?
No, I don't use none of that, man.
You never use anything like that, right?
No, I don't use that stuff, man.
So,
you there?
Yeah, what happens, sir? we've seen that what happened, there were lots of customers facing the same problem. What happened whenever, I do believe that you do email, right? So what happens when you do email, those frauds, what happens, they're sending you a fraud or a junk email or the spam emails, right? Now what is going to be happen, this type of spam email contains lots of harmful viruses and malicious software, okay? So what happens if you are going to do anything like that, these are the fraudsters who can use your personal details. So I want you to first open the email so I can help you out to block all those person, okay? Now I think you're in the email right now. You're in the email, right?
Yep.
So have a look on the very top left hand corner, you can see 3 bar, tap on 3 bar.
Yeah.
And just try to have a look. Do you see any spam emails or any junk emails?
Yeah, there's spam ones.
Now when you tap on the spam emails, open that. And just try to check that you received any verification message, right? So what we need to do right now, sir, first of all, we are just canceling the transaction and we are blocking all those persons. So have a look on the very top left hand corner. Do you see the arrow is pointing leftward on the very top left hand corner?
Yeah. The backspace button.
Yes, just have a look. Have a look on the very top left hand corner. You can see the arrow is pointing leftward on the very top left hand corner, okay?
What the reply is?
No. Have a look on the very top left hand corner. You can see the arrow is pointing leftward. Tap on that arrow.
The arrow is that's the backspace button, mate.
The backspace button.
Yep, I'm back into my spam email now.
Yes, now I want you to delete all of these spam emails first one by one, okay?
Even the eBay headquarter one?
Each and everything. First, I want to delete each and everything because you can understand as we are sending you the email, what happened. Those frauds are making all those transactions in a spam. They're just sending in the spam emails. So first of all, I want you to delete. I want you to delete all of these spam emails. Okay, first delete all of these spam emails. And will you please let me know one thing, sir? Have you ever tried to make a login to any ZipPay or any Western Union, anything like that? Have you tried to log in anything like that?
No, I don't think so.
So you can understand, sir, without your permission, those frauds, sir, what they are doing, they are making you register in a different platform with the help of this email ID. So what is going to be happen, basically, they are just going to sell your details to some person who can get your access, who can make a fraud purchase, okay? So we need to first make you unregister from that platform and then we need to cancel each and everything. So in future, you're not going to face any problem, okay?
So did you want me to delete the eBay headquarter confirmation?
Delete that one also. We are going to make your new
Everything out of my spam is deleted now. Nothing in spam.
Now, have a look. Do you see any bin or anything like that? Bin? B-I-N, bin? I want you to simply go back to your
bin
and open the Google, sir, okay? Open the Google. Now, when you open the Google, just type there M as in mother M.
Talking what?
M as in mother M.
M?
Y as in Yankee Y.
Yep.
Give a space.
Yep.
Then number one. Then P as in Peter. Do you see something which says, do you see some any suggestion came up on the screen which says, my 1P at this location, California? If you can see that, click on that. My 1P address location,
I'll done?
Now what I will do, I will show you from where this fraudster is trying to make a purchase and what type of device they are using for making a purchase, okay? As your details is not safe and secure. So you will get to see your IP address, and I do believe that as you're so young, you must be knowing that what is IP address, right?
Yeah.
So let me tell you what is your IP address, okay, right now, which is 66.249.68.61, right?
Yep.
And just beside that, do you see something which says hide my IP with VPN? Do you see that?
Yep.
Now let me tell you what they are doing, sir. They are using your IP address and they are hiding themselves with the help of VPN. So you are not going to get any proper notification from where this fraudster is trying to make a purchase. And just underneath that, do you see something which says IP location? Do you see that?
Yep.
What is that? Is that IP location it's showing to your address, like your country or your state like that? Or is it
California, U.S., Mountain View.
That's the reason, sir, we got suspicious and we given you this free service checkup call because we seen that your IP address, your email account was used by some fraudster who is living in Mountain View, California. Now, will you please let me know what is the host name you can see? Do you see anything? Googlebot.com? Anything like that?
Yep.
So you can understand they're using a malicious software so they can hack your details and they can make your fraud purchase in your name, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so you can understand, sir, what we need to do right now, we need to simply go ahead and block all those persons who is trying to make you register in a different platform, okay?
Yep.
So we find out there was two platform details trying to make you register. First one was the Western Union and the second one was the ZipPay, where we need to make you unregister first and then we need to block all those persons. So go back to your home screen of your mobile, sir, and I do believe that you know how to open Play Store. Open that Play Store, Google Play Store.
Yeah.
Now, when you open Google Play Store, sir, have a look on the very top. You can see a magnifying glass which says search for apps and games. This is
Yep.
Now, as we are going to make you unregister from that platform, I want you to type there W as in whiskey, W.
Yep.
E as in Edward, E.
Yep.
S as in sugar, S.
Yep.
T as in tango, T.
Yep.
E as in Edward, E. Now,
yep.
You will get to see something. The first suggestion was given by your Play Store, which says Western Union. Tap on that. Western
yep.
Union.
Yep.
Now, after that, you will get to see a green color bar which says install. Tap on install. Now, when you get to see open, please let me know, sir, so we can simply go ahead and cancel each and everything, okay? We can make you unregister from that platform. So when you get it open, please let me know that. And I do believe that none of your family member or any of your friends live in Mountain View, California, right?
Nah, mate. No one lives up there, or no.
I understand your concern, sir. That's the reason we got also a little bit suspicious regarding that transaction or anything like that, okay? So no need to worry about that. Will you please let me know, or is that Western Union is downloaded right now? You can see your
It's only on 3%, so it might take a couple minutes.
Okay. Will you please let me know one thing, sir? Like, you are using a Wi-Fi or it's a mobile data?
Mobile data. Mobile data at the moment.
You are using a mobile data, right? You can understand. Those are the fraudsters trying to make a fraud purchase, okay?
What's that? Yeah.
So, no, as you are using a mobile data, that the reason is taking long time, sir, okay?
Yep. Yeah, it's getting there now.
Yeah, not a problem, sir. Sometimes it happens. What happens, sir, like if you're connected to the Wi-Fi, your internet was too speed, okay? But as you're using a mobile data, that's the reason it will take time.
Yeah, I'm at work at the moment, so I don't have Wi-Fi at work.
Oh, you're at work right now? And if you don't
yeah.
mind, sir, like, can I ask you, like, how old you are?
23
yeah,
in a couple days. Yeah,
in
a couple days.
mine will be 25, sir. And I'm also
no,
going to be 26 in next month, okay? The same thing is happening. Not a problem, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Just do a happy birthday in advance, okay? Enjoy
yes,
yourself.
You
and never worry, like, not a problem. Just give me a minute. When you get to see open, please let me know. I will not take a long time, so I will just try to fix up all of this problem as soon as possible, okay?
Yeah, mate, I'm not in any rush at all, mate. I'd rather get this sorted so I don't have to do it again, sir.
I understand, sir. What happened, sir, you are the not only one person who is facing a problem. Like, I want to tell you, but the thing is that from the morning I seen there was two or three customers are facing the same problem. What's happening? By mistakely you are giving any click on any link which is sent by those frauds, or you're giving any click on advertisement. By that time, what happened? Those frauds get your details. And I do believe that you must hear about dark web. Do you know that? What is dark web?
Yeah. Yeah.
What happens, sir? These frauds are getting the details from our customer, and what they're doing, they're selling the details to our dark in a dark web, so they can get like good amounts of money. You must be knowing that right now, that identity is money right now. If you're going to sell any of the details of any of the person, anything, they are going to get a lot, like a good amount of money, and everything they do for the money only, right?
Yep.
So no need to worry about that. When you can see open, please let me know, okay?
Yeah, it's on 50%, mate, so it should be a couple more minutes and that'll be done.
Now it's only going too fast, okay?
Sorry it took so long, man.
Not a problem, sir. It's my work, my duty, which I am doing right now. If it's going to take 10 minutes, if it's going to take 1 hour, that I need to do that. I need to fix up the problem, sir, okay? It's part of my job.
That. Thank you. Thank you.
Not a problem. No need to be thank you, sir. Okay? Because we are getting paid for your services only, okay?
Yep. I just thought I'd be polite, mate, and say thank you for your help.
Welcome, sir.
Nearly there, 84%.
Yes, 84%, not a problem. Now, how much percent you can see, sir?
I'm just installing now, so give me a minute, and then I'll press open, and then we'll be on to it, mate.
Okay, I'm waiting for that only, okay? So we can make you unregister as soon as possible.
Yep, we're opening it now.
Yes, tap on open.
Yep.
Now, when you tap on open, we are just going ahead, and we are making you unregister first. We will show you first one thing, then we are going to make you unregister, okay?
So, do you want me to log in or sign up?
No. As they make you sign, they already made you log in. So, we need to go ahead and make some changes in your details, okay? We can make you unregister. Do you see sign up? Click on sign up.
Yep. Sign up, yep.
Now when you tap on sign up, wait for a second, and the system is loading right now. Maybe you'll get to see that. When it will be 100%, please let me know. Wait for a second.
Yep.
What we are doing, sir, we are just loading all of the details, whatever the details they put there, so we can make you unregister from that platform. Okay?
Okay.
So just wait for a second. When it will be 100%, please let me know, okay?
Okay.
No problem. I'm sorry for that, sir, I'm taking you a long time, but it's that you must be... We need to work one time only. See, in future, you're not going to face this problem, okay? We don't want our customers to suffer every day for these small things, okay? No need to worry about that.
That's fair enough, mate. That's fair enough. So I'm 53% loading, so.
Okay.
I'll let you know when it's on 100.
And you do office work, sir, or you do something, a part-time?
I'm a painter, a qualified full-time painter. So I paint houses and buildings.
I am in accounts department, sir. Like, that is a total different job. Now, when you done that, please segment.
Yep, so do you want me to fill in the first name in that?
Yes. Fill up the details, whatever they're asking. And please remember one thing, sir, while filling in the form, please don't read anything over the phone, because this call is recorded for quality and training purpose, okay?
Yep.
Now, when you've done that, give a click on continue. Tap on continue when you've done that.
Continue.
Now, you need to put your email ID and create your password. You need to create a strong password, so apart from that, you, no one aware of that, okay? Before I give a click on register, I want you to check that password also, okay? Just give a click on that. Yes, just click that.
Yep.
Now, you will get to see two small boxes. You need to tick that boxes and give a click on register one time. Tap on register if you can see that.
Yep.
Now after that, we can see in our server so that they register your on you the Western Union and they're just trying to make some transaction, but the transaction isn't pending. Okay. So what you can see right now, please tell me.
Or send money to all those countries.
Not a problem. Let me find out from where they are sending the money, so we can put a charge back on that and we can cancel the transaction. Okay.
Yes.
As we got presentation.
Do you want me to just leave my screen the way it is with all these countries on it? We'll get out of that and.
Okay. Not a problem. So wait for a second. If you can see any changes, please let me know. Okay. Don't do anything else. Okay. Just wait for a second.
I can't see my screen. You turn my brightness down.
Okay. Don't do anything, sir. Don't do anything because the security server is going to run and it is going to block all those persons, okay? Who is trying to make you register?
Yep.
Okay, now don't touch
anywhere. You're sending.
No, no one is sending, sir. We are putting a charge back on those fraudsters who is trying to make a fraud purchase, okay? We are just putting a charge back, so we can go ahead and block all those persons.
Okay.
Wait for a second. Now, if you can see any changes, please let me know. Okay, wait for a second. Don't do anything. And will you please let me know, sir, do you have a piece of paper with you right now? Do you have a piece of paper?
No, I don't.
You don't have a piece of paper and pen with you, right?
No, that's
not a problem. What I will do, sir, when we cancel the transaction, we put the charge back on those fraud, sir, we will simply go ahead and we will send you each and everything by paperwork, okay? Like email also, and also you're going to get a paperwork from our eBay, okay? So no need to worry about anything. Just give me a two or three minutes, so we can block all those person, okay?
Yeah, no rush, right? Just whenever.
I understand that you are not in, okay? Just wait, like, give me some time. Just a minute. Like, what we are doing, sir, we got some of the information from where this brochure is coming. We are doing a chargeback. And I do believe that you must be knowing that what is chargeback, right?
Yep.
Not a problem, just wait for a second, okay? So just we can put a chargeback on those fraudsters and we can block all those person, okay?
Okay.
Just wait for a second. And after, when you're going to get your email, what is going to be, for the future reference, you can write down that on the piece of paper and keep with you, okay? And I also am going to provide you my phone number also and my job ID also and my accounts department helpline also, okay? So if in future you are going to face any problem, you can directly contact me on that number so we can fix up the problem, okay?
No worries.
Not a problem, sir. This I will not take you a long time.
Okay, no worries.
And will you please, if you don't mind, sir, frankly, I just want to ask you one thing, like, you live alone or you live with your family?
I live with my family.
You live with your family? I live alone, sir, for my work.
Oh, I've got my own little house. I've got my own one bedroom, one bathroom here at the top of the driveway that I rent off the parents, so...
Okay. Because I live alone after the studies, I'm working just here. I got a job here, and after that, I just live alone. And I feel like there's lots of problem happening in my life, sir. because I live alone, I need to. Yes, I need because I need to go home. I need to make a food for me. I don't have lots of friends here also.
Yeah, right.
Yes, and that's the problem for like if you live alone, sir. Can you give me 1 minute, sir? I'm just going to talk with my accounts department for one time only. Okay?
Yeah,
no worries, mate. Just 1 minute, okay? Just 1 minute. We will done with that. Basically, we find out, sir, those fraud sites come from the different platform, okay? Like maybe from the Pakistan, China, Nepal, and Bhutan, like that, okay? So, do you know anyone,
okay.
Have you ever visited in this type of places?
Nah, mate, I don't know anyone from around
you
there, only nice people. Nah.
You never
visited,
right?
Nah, not me, mate.
Okay, wait for a second. Now, do you see your mobile screen is back? Do you see?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, all back.
All back, right? Go back to your home screen of your mobile. Go back to your home screen of your mobile.
Yep. Hang on. Yep.
Now, first of all, what I will do, sir, for the security purpose, I just want you to log into your bank, but just put a pin and simply minimize that page, okay? Don't log into your bank because it's not safe and secure. We need to block all those persons. When you log on to your account, just put your PIN there and after that you need to simply log out, okay? Just put a PIN and simply minimize. When you put the PIN, simply minimize that page, okay?
Yeah.
Yes. Now, what we are going to do, sir, we are going to activate a security for you. Wait for a second. We are just going to activate a sensor for you, okay? So, wait for a second.
Yep.
Just wait for a second.
Am I meant to be my phone?
Yeah, no need to touch your mobile right now. Just wait for a second.
Yeah.
Now you'll get to see a sensor was activated. Do you see a selected sensor thing? Do you see that?
Yeah, red, blue, green.
Yes, and you will get to see something with say sensor. Click on sensor if you can see that.
Sensor, yep.
Now you will get to see your sensor is working right now. Now what we are doing, those spots are in your devices. We are still going ahead and blocking all those persons, okay? So what you need to do right now, sir, for a minute, you need to put the phone upside down, okay? Put the phone upside down. Put the phone upside down and you can see your back camera only, okay?
Absolutely.
You see the back camera of your mobile? Yes. The front camera will be facing on the table, okay? And you can see the back camera only. Because what happened? The white light is coming from your mobile and maybe it harm your eyes, okay? So just put the phone upside down and you can see the back camera only. Do you see the back camera?
Yeah.
So just wait. Not a problem. Wait for a second if you can see the back camera. Just wait for a second, okay?
Okay.
No, don't touch your mobile. What happens? We are activating the sensor for you. So we can go ahead and block all those persons, okay? Just wait for a second.
Okay.
Just give me 1 minute. Don't touch your mobile because we are activating the sensor for you, okay?
Yeah, I haven't touched nothing. It's gone black anyway, sir.
Yeah, because what happened, sir? No. What you need to do, you need to put the phone upside down so you can see the back camera only because we are activating
the
sensor for you.
Okay? Yeah, I've got it turned around, so I'm looking at the back of my phone.
Not a problem. Just wait for a second. Just wait for a second. Let me don't do that. Because we need to go ahead and activate each and everything, okay? We need to cancel the transaction, which is not made by you, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Cheers.
Not a problem, sir. Just put the phone, just leave the phone upside down so we can go ahead and block all those persons, okay?
Yep.
Just let me activate the sensor. What happened?
What's that?
Yes. Now we 2 minutes done only. 2 minutes left.
Yeah.
And you're just usually sorry for that, sir. Just give me 1 minute. I'm just getting something from my accounts department also. What happens is mainly this process has come from these 3 or 4 places. Like we got the first location which was China, and the second was Russia, and the third was from the Pakistan. Do you know what the Pakistan, sir?
No, I don't, mate.
You don't know Pakistan?
Oh, yeah, I don't know anyone from there, though.
No. Do you know the country Pakistan?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
This country is so dangerous, sir. Do you know what happened? Mostly those are the fraudsters, the hacker come from Pakistan, okay? And they just trying to use your details, okay? So if you can see any form came up on your screen, please you need to fill up that form from your side, okay? So if you can see anything, please let me know, sir, okay?
Yep.
Now what I want you to do, sir, I want you to pick up the phone for one time and you are going to get a form on your mobile which you need to fill up from your side, okay? So do you see the form is given to you?
Yep, I've got it now.
Yes, put the fill up, put the like fill up the form from your side, and when you're done, please let me know, sir. Okay. And when you're done that, when you fill up the form, sir, what you need to do? Again, you need to put the phone upside down. Okay. And try to put all the details correctly. Okay. Because if you're going to make any mistake, it's not going to happen. Okay.
Yep.
Just try to don't miss it, do any mistake.
Your occupation is
normally what you do, sir. If you are employed or if you are a student, you can do that. If you are a laborer, if you are a working in any company, you can put that also. Okay.
Okay. Yep.
What? Yes. Click on if you select that one because it's for the security purpose. We are just verifying yourself. That you are the resident of Australia, okay?
Yep.
Just done that. When you fill up the details, sir, what I want you to do, when you done that, just let me know so I can let you know what you need to do after that, okay? Just fill up the form. Now, when you're done that, don't give anything, sir. Put the phone upside down again, okay? When you can see the back camera, please let me know, okay?
See the back camera? I'm looking at that now, right?
Now, wait for a second. Don't do anything else. Let me cancel your transaction. Just wait for a second. Now wait for a second, let me check each and everything. We submit this verification form to our government so we can secure your details. What is going to be happen? If in future if anything is going to be happen wrong, you are not going to be a suspected person on that, okay?
Okay.
Now, I do believe that you have any driving license or any government ID proof with you right now, right?
Yeah, I can go and get it from the car. Yeah, I'm just going down to my car to get it now, mate. What do you need, my driver's license? Yeah, I've got my license with me now.
Are you there, sir? Hello.
Hello, yeah, I'm here.
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry for that, sir. Yes, can you hear me? Is it better?
Yeah, I can hear you, mate.
You can see your mobile screen right now. Do you see a mobile screen? Now, you can see it's asking for the Australian driving license. Put that.
Yep. Do I press it? Yes. Yes. I'll fill that out now, mate.
Yes. When you've done that, don't give a click on continue, sir, okay? Just let me know on that time. When you're done that, please let me know. I'm holding the line for you.
Card number. Where do I find that?
On your driving license, on the very top left-hand corner, you'll get to see alphanumerical number, okay? Maybe it will be LP10CT1 like that. I just applied for a driving license also. That's the reason I just like know that because I just was searching 2 or 3 days ago.
So no, I think
when you done that,
the license number that
just take it from your side. Don't do any mistakes, sir. If you're just telling, you're just verifying yourself to the government or website, okay? So
yeah.
If you decide to check that, don't make a mistake, yes.
The issue date, the expiry date?
No, when the card was issued. If you can see, it's optional. You don't need to put that, okay? You can delete that. And, yes, no need to do anything. Do one thing, sir. You see, it's optional. No need to put that one, okay? You can do one thing.
Right, yeah.
We are going to run the scanning for you. So put the phone upside down again, okay? Put the phone upside down again.
Yeah.
Now wait for a second. Wait for a second. If you can see the changes, please let me know. Okay, wait for a second. And what is the expiration date you can see on your card, sir? What is the expiry date?
19th of March, 2023.
It's 19th of March.
2026,
right?
Yep, 19th of March.
Okay, 19th of March, 2026. Not a problem, just wait for a second, let me check that. Just put update the details in our security server up to the government website. Just a minute. Wait for a second. If you can see any changes, please let me know, okay?
Okay.
Can you put the phone on your hand, sir, and just you can see that we got something changed, we got something from the details, okay? Like we said, we could not verify your identity.
Do you reckon that them turning up the license number and the card number around the wrong way?
You made a mistake, so, right there?
So, the card number... It's on the back of my card, on the back right-hand corner.
Yes, sir, you need to put that card number, okay? And just check the license number, each and everything is correct, okay? Please don't do mistakes, sir, okay?
Yeah, you're right.
Because if you can understand, it's a government website. If you don't have any mistake, it's not going to be happen. I don't want you to make any mistake here.
I don't know if it's a zero or an O, though, so can we just try
this? Maybe it is O, sir. Okay, you put O, right?
We'll try that one.
Just wait for a second, sir. Let me check that. Do you see your ID number? Wait for a second. You need to put it one more time, okay?
ID number? I don't have a passport.
Wait for a second. Wait for a second, let me check that. Okay, you have a passport with you right now?
A what? The password.
Give me 1 minute, sir, okay? Just wait for a second. Now, don't put the phone upside down again, sir. Let me take that, okay? She is telling you DC on your mobile right now, verification unsuccessful. We are still unable to verify your identity. Please check the ID details and try again. If this attempt also fails, we will ask you to upload a selfie and a copy of your ID card, okay? Do you see that?
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy. Hang on. Oh, bro, they're saying that the license number's wrong as well then, aren't they?
Yeah, maybe the license number is wrong. And do you see issuing state? Is that state is correct right now? Which you put there?
Pardon?
Issuing state?
Issue date?
You can see issuing state. See, no. Where you can see license number? Just about that, you see issuing state. The state will be correct. Tasmania, is that correct? Is it Australia?
Yep. Well, it's right. Yep.
Just wait for a second. Just try to check all the card, the license number, each and everything one more time.
So on the top left-hand corner above my picture, it says license number. That's that number that I put in. And then the only other number on this card is in the back right-hand corner, and that's what I put in down below.
Okay, just wait for a second. Just wait for a second. And your license number and the card number is correct, right?
Well, yeah, I think it is. Yeah, unless it is zero, I'll change that back to zero.
Okay, yeah, try to change it back to zero, and then try to change that. Is the correct one right now? 0111249.
Hang on. It's got 316249.
Tap on continue. Yes, tap on continue then.
Yep.
Wait for a second. If you can see any changes, please let me know. Just wait for a second. Don't touch your mobile, okay? Put the phone upside down, otherwise again, the white light is going to come in. You can see it's loading right now, okay? Wait for a second. Put the phone upside down.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, just wait. Now, you can see the back camera of your mobile, right?
Yep, right.
Okay, wait for a second. Now, will you please take your phone on your hand and just tell me what you can see on your mobile right now? Take the phone on your hand and tell me what you can see there.
Says request netcode.
Okay, request netcode. Click on that. Request not netcode. You will click on that. As you are canceling the transaction, yes, click on that. Request netcode.
And select my phone number so it sends it to me.
Yes, select your phone number and give a click on continue. Select your phone number and give a click on continue.
Yep.
Now, after that, what you can see?
You're paying 900
USD. Yes. Yes, you're canceling the transaction, which is not made. No, you
are
not
paying $900.
No, you are not paying, so we are putting a charge back on those fraudsters who is trying to use your details. So just take your mobile. We sent you a verification net code. Just try to check that. What you need to do, sir, you need to put that net code and give a click on continue so we can cancel the transaction and we put a charge back on those four person, okay? So just try to have a look. Do you receive the net code?
Yep, I've got the net code.
Anyone, okay? Put that net code there, okay? Put that net code there. Put that net code and give a click on continue or allow or anything like that. You can see the net code, okay? If you can see the net code, put that net code and give a click on continue, okay? It's sent by our side. Put that net code and give a click on continue. And wait for a second, okay? Wait for a second. Don't touch your mobile. What we are doing is we are canceling the transaction. We are putting the charge back on those fraudsters who is coming from a different platform, okay?
Rightio, yep.
can see it's for the verification purpose. You need to take a photo of your driving license and you need to take a selfie. So a government can verify yourself that yes, you are a person from like Australia. So do you see it's telling you scan front side and scan back side? So you need to take a quick you need to take a clear photo of your front side of your driving license and the back side of the driving license, okay? And just make sure, sir, that you're taking out. No. You need to keep the card on the bottom, okay? And when you done that,
You want the front and the back, or just the front?
Yeah, just front and the back, both one, okay? When you done that, you need to take out back side of the front off also, okay? Sir, you're making a mistake. First, you need to take a front side, then you need to take a back side of the photo, okay?
Of what? Myself or the fucking card? Me or the card?
The fucking card, okay? The card, sir. Wait, I will help you, sir. Wait, sir. Don't do anything. Take a back side of the card, okay? The four corners should be visible, okay? The four corners should be visible. Now wait, sir. Don't touch your mobile. Our server will help you, okay? Wait for a second. Now take a front photo of that card, okay? Take a front photo. It will be crystal and clear, okay? The four corners should be visible. Now wait, sir, okay? Don't touch anywhere. The server will help you to verify yourself that you are the right person. Now you need to take a selfie, okay? Remember, you just need to take a selfie without the glasses and without the cap, okay? So take a good photo, a good selfie of yourself, okay? Please don't wear any glasses or any hat, anything like that, okay? Take a crystal and clear photo. You can see it's success. Now don't do anything else. Wait for a second. Wait for a second. It's loading. Now again, put the phone upside down, sir. Again, put the phone upside down. You can see verification in progress. So put the phone upside down and just wait for a second. It's when the 100% will be done, government will verify you that yes, in future you're not going to face any problem again. Okay. The last 3 to 5 minutes, the last 3 to 5 minutes, okay? Because when we verify your identity, everything is going to be cancelled and your details is going to be saved. So no one can sell your details to dark web, okay? So wait for a second. Now, just give me a 5 minutes. We have successfully verified your identity. Now, we are just going to get a report from our accounts department, and we are going to leave you, okay? It will just take 5 minutes only. Thank you for your patience, sir. Just give me your 5 minutes only, okay?
That's okay, no worries.
Just 5 minutes. Don't touch your mobile. Don't do anything else, because the security is running on the background, okay? So don't
I'm not touching
the mic. Yes. I'll Thank you. If you want to have a glass of water, so you can simply have a glass of water, okay? Just give me 1 minute, okay?
Hey, you're up. I don't back pipe anyway, Nia.
Just give me one. I want to have a glass of water. And in 5 minutes, I'm going to leave you, okay? So no need to get, no need to face any problem from you or anything else, okay? Just 5 minutes. Thank you.